Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. When I first started my growth journey, when I got my first mentor, actually he hadn't officially became my mentor at that point. I was listening to all his audio. It was actually, when I'm recording this, it's tomorrow will be exactly 10 years since I got the email from my brother that changed my life, which was an introduction to this man that would become my mentor. And the first thing I did was click on this link and opt in. And when you do that, he immediately sends you audio, which was around property, which was what I was wanting to learn about, wealth creation. But actually, more importantly, he talked so much about mindset. And I can still remember cringing and how uncomfortable I felt listening to those messages and the things that I needed to do to improve, to reach the goals that to actually have goals and then to be able to reach them and change my life, which I really wanted to do. So I would force myself to listen to it on the way to work, even on the days when I really didn't feel like it. There were some days where I must admit I opted out and I couldn't face it. But in the main, I would push through, even if it made me feel uncomfortable, because I was just ready. I was ready for something new. And around mindset, he used the phrase that I've got there in the title of this podcast: language is the software of the brain. We program our mind by what we tell ourselves. So to upgrade our thinking, we upgrade the language. We get a software upgrade. So I'll ask you to consider at the moment, how are you talking to yourself? Are you talking to yourself in a way that's self-defeating? Are you talking in a way to yourself in a way that is not serving you to move forward? Are you talking to yourself in a way that maybe has helped in the past, that's kept you safe or kept you sane, kept you moving forward, but now actually it's keeping you stuck in a cycle that's not serving you? And then start reprogramming. The first step is awareness. Every time you catch yourself using language, talking to yourself in a negative way, you catch yourself and you redirect yourself. Just this awareness, it doesn't mean you're going to get it perfect every time, but just having this awareness and being conscious of the fact that you are looking out for this language now, it allows you to slowly make the change. And again, don't expect to be perfect straight away. Observe when you get it not quite right, and then correct yourself and change it to a more positive frame. It's amazing how many sentences we utter out loud or to ourselves which have a negative framing to it. So what do I mean by that? If you've got children, you may ask them, oh, remember to take your jumper. That's positive language. What most people tend to say is, don't forget your jumper. And so the subject of that particular sentence is forget your jumper, because the brain doesn't in the memory bank, without going deep into the science, it doesn't differentiate between a positive and a negative. It only focuses on the actual topic of the sentence. So we want to, as much as possible, allow our brain to have a positive look through a positive lens, to have a positive focus on what we're actually wanting. So catching yourself every time you use language that's not in the positive frame, whether it's internally, your own self-talk, which we all do, right? I heard it described like this. We have like 80,000 thoughts a day. And more than half of those will tend to be negative because of how we're hardwired. So you're going to have to be catching yourself a fair bit, right? But also don't expect to get them all, because we're talking 40,000 plus thoughts a day. But just start being aware of it, start catching those thoughts and start changing those thoughts. There was another stat I saw, something like 90-something percent of the thoughts we have one day are the same thoughts we'll have the next day. And they repeat and they repeat and they repeat. Now, the good part about that is when we can start changing what those thoughts are, we can increase the repetition of the positive thoughts. A friend of mine some years ago had a book, and it was called The Art of Shush, I think it was called. And every time you catch yourself using that negative language, you just shush yourself, like in your mind, just shush, shush. And I can remember doing this a long time just to start like changing this behavior to the point where I'd actually catch myself saying the shush out loud. But whatever it took at the time, because I wanted things to be different, I wanted to change the software of my mind. I wanted to program my mind into something far more positive. And I can just feel the release and the relief for some of you when you focus on this and realize you can change it. You can change your thinking. Positive, powerful way of looking at the world. And I want to repeat this because I think it's important to continue to share this message is be easy with yourself as you change. Be easy with yourself as you grow. Be kind to yourself as you change so many areas of your life. When you want to make sure that you are accountable, that you are responsible for yourself so that you can change your life, then you absolutely, you can push yourself where you feel it necessary, but as long as you do it in a kind way and you're forgiving of yourself, because the worst thing you could be doing is then spending more negative energy saying, oh, why can't you even get this right? Focus on making daily incremental changes. There's a great book by Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge, where he talks about making incremental changes. He said, if you can be 0.3% better every day. Sorry, 0.03% better, right? So 3 out of 100 better every day. And if you take out compounding over the course of a year, you will be 100% better than what you were the day before. Some days you're going to be much better, other days maybe not so much, but it will balance itself out as long as you keep trying to make those small changes and be patient with yourself as you move through this. So, time for a software upgrade, time to reprogram your mind to give you the mental strength, the mental resilience, the mental staying power to be able to move through whatever's coming next. It's such a powerful tool. And as I always say in the outro to this podcast, if you have any moments through this where you think, oh, that makes so total sense, and you have specific examples, yeah, share them with me. I'd love to hear the impact of this. And it's really powerful for yourself to be able to integrate by acknowledging that and acknowledging it externally to someone else. Again, so powerful. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't feel comfortable with that at this stage, that's absolutely fine as well. Maybe make a note, start getting a journal. Two of my early digital mentors, Jim Rohn and Les Brown, used to talk about that. Same thing with the mind and changing the language you use, but also recording your progress, getting a journal where you record your wins and different things going on. We might go more into that on another occasion. But for now, just, yeah, keeping track of your progress and give yourself credit when you notice a change, even if it's small, and also give yourself a be easy with yourself if you don't get it 100% right straight away. I'll leave it there. I'll speak to you all for the next episode very soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.